Have you ever wondered why some athletes crumble under pressure while others seem to thrive? The science behind athletic performance psychology reveals some fascinating insights about how our minds can make or break our physical capabilities.
That's such an interesting point about the mind-body connection. I've seen incredible athletes fall apart in big moments, despite perfect physical preparation.
You know, what's really fascinating is how we're starting to understand these differences through sophisticated assessment tools. The sports psychology field has evolved way beyond just telling athletes to stay focused. We now have detailed ways to measure mental performance.
Let me jump in here because that evolution is remarkable. How exactly do these modern tools differ from the basic personality tests we're all familiar with?
Well, think of it this way. Traditional personality tests like Myers-Briggs are like using a basic map, while sports psychology assessments are like having GPS with real-time traffic updates. They're specifically designed to understand performance under pressure.
That makes so much sense. So these specialized tools can actually predict how someone might perform in crucial moments.
Exactly. Take the Athletic Coping Skills Inventory, or ACSI 28, which measures 7 key psychological skills. It can tell us how an athlete handles adversity, performs under pressure, and maintains concentration. Things that directly impact performance outcomes.
That level of detail must be incredibly valuable for coaches and athletes alike.
It really is. And what's particularly interesting is how these assessments translate into practical applications. For instance, if an athlete scores low on concentration, they might work with specific visualization techniques or breathing exercises designed to enhance focus during critical moments.
You know what fascinates me about this? The way these tools can identify what you might call the practice champions, those athletes who excel in training but struggle in actual competition.
That's where the sport personality questionnaire really shines. It can actually pinpoint why someone might be flawless in practice but crumble under real competitive pressure by looking at the relationship between work ethic and emotional resilience.
How exactly does that work in practice?
Well, imagine an athlete who scores incredibly high on work ethic. That explains their perfect practice performance, but low on emotional resilience. This combination creates what sports psychologists call the practice performance paradox. The assessment helps identify these patterns before they become problematic.
That reminds me of the importance of measuring pre-competition anxiety. These tools must be able to capture that too, right?
Absolutely right. The CSAI-2R specifically measures both cognitive and somatic anxiety, meaning it can distinguish between worried thoughts and physical symptoms, like butterflies or muscle tension. This helps athletes develop targeted strategies for each type of anxiety.
That distinction between mental and physical anxiety symptoms seems crucial for developing effective coping strategies.
It is, and it ties directly into how coaches communicate with their athletes. The DISC profile, for instance, helps coaches understand whether an athlete needs direct, no-nonsense feedback or more nurturing, supportive communication.
So these tools are really about optimizing both individual performance and team dynamics.
Exactly, and that's where more comprehensive assessments like the Troutwine Athletic Profile come in. It's fascinating because it's actually used by NFL teams and Olympic programs to predict performance potential under pressure.
That's quite impressive. What makes it so valuable at that elite level?
The TAP is unique because it measures how psychological traits correlate with actual performance outcomes. It looks at confidence, focus, and emotional control in ways that have been proven to predict success in high-pressure situations.
But what about athletes who don't have access to these professional-level tools?
That's where newer assessments like Sport DNA come in. They bridge the gap between simple personality quizzes and serious psychological profiling by measuring 4 key pillars: drive, competitive style, cognitive approach, and social style.
And how does this translate into actual performance improvements?
Think of it like this. If an athlete discovers they have high drive but a cautious competitive style, they might excel in endurance sports where consistent effort matters more than split-second decision-making. It's about aligning your natural tendencies with the right sport and training approach.
That practical application really seems to be the key difference between these newer tools and traditional assessments.
Exactly. And the research shows that athletes who integrate this psychological insight into their training gain a measurable edge. They're not just working harder, they're working smarter by aligning their training with their natural psychological tendencies.
Where do you see this field heading in the future?
I think we're going to see increasing integration of real-time biometric data with psychological profiles. Imagine being able to track not just how your body responds to pressure, but how your mind processes it in the moment.
That could completely transform how we approach athletic development.
Indeed, and it's already happening. The future of athletic performance will be about optimizing both the physical and mental aspects of sport in increasingly sophisticated ways. It's not just about identifying limitations. It's about understanding your unique psychological blueprint and using it to reach your full potential.